720 WGN with John Landecker, and turning to something that everybody should be aware of and attend. I've got Dr. Chevy Humphrey, who's the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry President and CEO, with us on WGN. Good evening, Dr. Humphrey. How are you?
Good evening. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
You bet. You know, I could sit here and attempt to describe what you're going to do, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you do that. You're the CEO, but let me underline this. I think that this is one of the most important things that can be done by museums, other institutions, to make sure that people are reminded of what happened during World War II and what happened to a certain group of individuals, and that never should be dropped from our memories or history. So with that, can you tell us what the museum's going to do?
You know, we are humbled and honored to be telling Anne's story. Anne's voice is not just a historical account. It's a call to action and a reminder that courage, hope, and humanity endure even in the darkest times. And so, you know, at the heart of Anne Frank, the exhibition is a meticulously furnished full-scale replica of the annex and the small spaces where Anne and seven other Jewish people hid from the Nazis and their collaborators for more than 2 years.
How does one get a model of the Frank apartment, for lack of a better term, built, constructed, brought over here, and then opened as an exhibit?
Well, we worked very closely with the Anne Frank House. And this, there was a version of this that opened in New York at a Jewish cultural center. It was a much smaller version, and we wanted to actually fit it for a large-scale museum. And so we are the first museum in the country to ever house this exhibition. But we wanted to make sure that we reflected some of the same part of the Anne Frank House. And so the annex is the same size. The difference is that it is meticulously furnished, whereas at the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, Otto Frank wanted to leave the house exactly how the Nazis left it. And so it was not furnished. It was just the rooms. And so in this exhibition, you'll be able to see those rooms actually decorated exactly how Otto recalled what they, through his memory of what it looked like. And it's really, it is very engaging, but people really understand how small this space was and how how they lived for 2 years in this small space. It was unbelievable.
There were eight people in there, were there not?
Yes, there were. Yeah. There, it was the Von Pell family. It was Dr. Fritz Pfeffer, and then it was the Franks.
Why do you feel, I think I know the answer, but why do you feel it was vital to bring this, well, let's call it a historical Holocaust exhibition to Griffin?
You know, I think you have to understand history so that you don't repeat what's happened. Mark Twain, there's a quote attributed to Mark Twain, and he said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And in that, we need to understand the importance of this, of Anne's story and today's rising anti-Semitism and hate. Mm-hmm. And yep. Anne's story helps frame conversations about responsibility, prejudice, and the fragility of democracy today.
I couldn't agree with you more. You took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly what I was thinking as I was reading up on what this exhibit was going to be. If people are just tuning in, I'm talking to Dr. Chevy Humphrey, who's the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry President and CEO, of an exhibit consisting of, well, what does it consist of? It's Anne Frank, first of all, but what is there in the entire exhibit?
There's an introductory section that invites visitors to learn about the Frank family and the terrifying years leading up to their hiding in the annex. Later rooms situate Anne's story within a broader history of the Holocaust, visually mapping camps, ghettos, and killing sites across Europe to show the vast scope of persecution and the murder of 6 million Jews. And so the exhibition concludes with Anne's legacy, tracing the unlikely publication of her diary and Otto Frank's efforts to carry forward his daughter's voice, as she was but one of the 1.5 million Jewish children murdered in the Holocaust. But one of the things that highlights, Anne found hope amid darkness, but there's a quote that really resonates with every visitor that goes through. And the quote that she said is, "How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world."
Mm. So true, man. You know, it occurs to me that this diary of Anne Frank is literally one of a kind. And it was so beautifully written. She had a real talent for writing. The idea that the diary survived, that's the right term, and was not burned or thrown out or destroyed by the Germans, and was left there unintentionally, and gives a very detailed record of her experiences and what was going on around her. I mean, that in itself is, well, a miracle to a certain extent, don't you think?
I do. And over 30 million copies have been sold mm-hmm. around the world in over 70 languages. That is amazing. That it's a story that resonates with everyone. And we are so grateful that her diary was found and that Otto Frank wanted everyone to learn about her story.
So tell us about the details of attending this exhibit.
If you go to our website at griffinmsi.org, you can learn about the exhibition and purchase tickets. But one of the things that we felt very strongly about is many people in our community supported this, very generous sponsors. We are allowing every school field trip to actually visit the museum for free. So the exhibition is free. After every school group goes through, every school child will receive their own diary so that they can write and reflect about the world around them to try to understand, but also to reflect on Anne's story. In addition, we're providing scholarships for free buses so that there is no barrier to any school group to visit the Anne Frank exhibition.
Well, Doctor, that is a great, great undertaking that you're doing, and everything that you mentioned is absolutely fantastic, and I hope that educators, parents, bus drivers, anyone involved in the school systems in the greater Chicagoland area hear about this and take advantage of it, because rarely are you given an opportunity like this. Dr. Humphrey, did we get to the hours and days? Was that in here? Did we get to that?
Yes, it's on our website at griffinmsi.org. And all the hours are there, and the prices for tickets, and also the information about free school group admission. All of it is on our website, but the exhibit will be going on until January of 2027.
Fantastic. Congratulations on a great concept and a great execution of that concept. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Humphrey. Hope to talk to you again sometime.
Me as well. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.